Welcome to the Flash Business Edition, where we dive deep into the pulse of the market, uncovering the dynamics that drive the financial world. Today, we're navigating the tumultuous waves of the stock market, analyzing the strategic levels of the S&P 500, unpacking significant factors influencing market trajectory, and exploring the intricacies of investor behavior amidst a notable pullback. Stay with us as we dissect these crucial elements with our reporters, Eugene, Rachel, and Sean, offering a comprehensive glance into what the future may hold for investors and the wider economic landscape. To kick things off, Eugene brings us insights into the S&P 500's recent performance and what experts at RBC Capital Markets have identified as critical levels in the market's journey. Eugene, what can you tell us?
Certainly, Wendy. The stock market is a complex beast, teeming with indicators and benchmarks that seasoned investors watch like hawks. One such benchmark is the S&P 500, which recently experienced a noteworthy pullback. Strategists, led by Lori Calvasina at RBC Capital Markets, have been closely monitoring this trend, especially since the S&P 500 closed 5% below its late March peak. The overarching sentiment from RBC suggests caution, attributing this to a surge in bullish sentiment among retail investors and significant buy-side positioning, which for now shows no sign of substantial decline. Furthermore, the VIX, an indicator of market stress, has seen a rise, albeit still low from a historical perspective. Technically speaking, RBC sets the next significant levels for the S&P 500 at 4,931 and 4,035. Interestingly, aligning their valuation model at a fair value of 4,900, factoring in current economic indicators. This analysis paints a complex picture of the current market landscape, intertwining technical levels with investor sentiment and broader economic factors, such as inflation rates and federal interest policies.
That's fascinating, Eugene. It sounds like investors and market watchers need to stay vigilant, juggling a mix of technical indicators and macroeconomic insights. These strategic levels could indeed be pivotal in navigating the current market terrain. Next, Rachel dives into recent market strain exacerbated by geopolitical tensions and concerns around federal interest rate policies, with a keen eye on big tech's upcoming earnings. Rachel, what's the latest on this front?
The anticipation around big tech's performance is reaching a fever pitch, Wendy. Notably, companies like Meta, Microsoft, and Tesla are under the microscope as they prepare to release their latest earnings reports. These reports are crucial, as they may offer a much-needed boost to investor confidence during a period marked by economic and geopolitical uncertainties. Simultaneously, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's recent comments hint at a tighter monetary policy for longer than previously anticipated due to inflationary pressures surpassing expectations. This sharp pivot in messaging from the Fed has sent ripples through the financial markets, adjusting expectations for when we might see interest rate cuts. Amidst these developments, the week's focus also turns towards the Personal Consumption Expenditures PCE Index. Powell's expressed dissatisfaction with the preliminary estimates for March's figures suggests a stubborn persistence in inflation, further complicating the Fed's decisions moving forward.
It certainly appears to be a crucial juncture for the market, with big tech's performance and Federal Reserve policies holding potential sway over future market dynamics. Thank you, Rachel, for shedding light on these intricate connections. Finally, Sean explores the significant pullback in the U.S. stock market, analyzing whether this presents an opportunity or a cautionary tale for investors. Sean, what's your take?
Wendy, the recent pullback has certainly put investors on edge. This market correction isn't just about short-term fluctuations. It raises deeper questions about strategy and timing. For instance, historical data from Bank of America highlighted that the S&P 500 typically experiences 3 or more 5% pullbacks annually, yet often finishes the year on a positive note. This context provides a lens through which to view the current downturn, potentially seeing it as an opportunity to buy into weakness for the more aggressive portfolios. However, it's not all clear skies. the volatile market, influenced by factors such as inflation and geopolitical tensions, suggests a level of caution. For instance, clients of Bank of America sold a significant amount of U.S. equities recently, indicating a shift towards a more cautious stance among some investors. Moreover, with earnings reports on the horizon and the monthly release of the PCE price index, these could be pivotal in determining the market's next move.
Indeed, the market is at a crossroads, with various indicators suggesting different paths forward. Thank you, Sean, for providing a nuanced view of the market's current state and the considerations investors must weigh as they navigate this challenging landscape. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Business, it's clear that the stock market is navigating through a period of significant uncertainty and volatility. From strategic levels on the S&P 500, the Fed's inflation battle, and big tech's looming reports, to investor sentiment amidst market pullbacks, staying informed and agile will be key for anyone involved in the financial markets. Knowledge and entertainment on demand. Thank you for tuning in.